Good evening.
Good evening.
Today is the 20th day of March 2014, and I'm very happy that we have Mr. Suganandan with us from Radhakrishna Jewelry. In fact, my pendant was made by his family. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Very kind of you.
I would like to ask you first of all a little bit about your business and how it began.
The Mother Grace itself is going on well. My shop itself is opened by Mr. Dhiman. Mother sent Mr. Dhiman. He opened my shop in 1936. I brought it in return.
And so how long have you been making symbols for ashram people?
Yes, everything come in detail.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind,
okay.
I read and you can have I am Suganandan, partner of Radhakrishna Jewelry Pondicherry. Radhakrishna Jewelry was established by my father, Mr. K.S. Radhakrishna Chettiar, in the year 1936 with the blessings of the Divine Mother. The firm was inaugurated by Mr. Dhiman Bhai, late trustee of Sri Ravindra Ashram. Mother sent Mr. Dhiman Bhai for the inauguration. Making the symbols and the symbolic ornaments of the mother on Sri Aravinda in gold, silver and diamonds is our specialty. My acquaintance with Sri Aravindra Ashram. At the age of 10, in 1942, I used to go every day morning to the ashram. Mother used to come and stand at the balcony at 6:10 a.m. and give darshan to the public nearly 10 minutes. I had a glimpse of her, for the very sight of her used to give me a feeling of calmness and the serenity would descend upon all her disciples at the very instant she casts her sight on us. A truly great feeling, you see, has been to be experienced, to be believed. In the evening, I used to go with my father at 6:30 p.m. to meditate in the ashram. Mother used to come and sit and start the meditation. All the disciples used to join in the mass meditation. I used to go and sit in the ashram whenever there was an opportunity till 1950. Further, I wish to add that I have attended all the darshans of the Mother and Sri Aurobindo. Mother and Sri Aurobindo used to give calendars on New Year's Day at 2 p.m. On other days, they used to distribute messages and quotes of Sri Aurobindo. I attended a darshan on August 1950, and that had happened to be the last darshan of Sri Aurobindo, for he passed away December 5th, 1950. On the 6th December, in the early hours of the morning, Mr. Dhiman Bhai came home to my residence asking for my father, Mr. Radhakrishnan, and he requested my father to prepare a silver coffin for Sri Aurobindo, and that coffin is in the Samadhi right now. Luckily, my father imported a consignment of silver ingots just a week ago from Australia for business purpose. I feel these things are pre-arranged by the supreme power of Sri Aurobindo. The silver coffin was manually prepared by all silversmiths using the silver ingots. All the silversmiths of Pondicherry involved as a team and completed the coffin, and it was handed over to the ashram in due time as promised. On those days, there were not machineries at Pondicherry, so we happen to do all the things by manual. With manually drawn silver sheets and a few silver nails and the screws, the silver coffin with the mortal remains of Sri Aurobindo was lowered into the vault called Samadhi. Even now, it is there in the middle of the ashram courtyard under the service of copper pottery. Mr. Dhiman Bhai, the late trustee of Sri Aurobindo Ashram, who was in charge of Mother's jewellery, trusted my father, Mr. Radhakrishna Chettiar, and certainly it was Mother's trust and the touch which turned her disciple to do jewellery works of the ashram. And as the occasion arose, I remember that one of the rank of Maharaja gifted a golden crown to the mother in the 1940s. And the crown was made at a cost of ₹40,000 at that time. In 1973, when mother passed away, I had the privilege of making a similar coffin for the Divine Mother. And a symbol of the mother weighing 100 grams of gold was placed on the coffin covering her body. I would like to reminisce my experience with the mother in 1969. On October 22nd of that year, my family members met with a fatal accident while crossing a river that they happened to face flash floods, and 9 of our family members lost their lives. All of us were highly perturbed mentally and emotionally, very disturbed. We were immersed in grief and lost our sleep. After 10 days, when Mr. Dhiman Bhai came home to console us, he arranged for a personal meeting with the mother. We all went and met her in her room. She was seated on a chair and we were made to sit before her. Mother saw each one of us in our eyes and then blessed us individually. We felt new energy surging in us and we could experience an inner power of strength flowing in our blood and veins. From then onwards, we were able to carry on our daily activities. Before that, all of us were totally crippled, and their blessings is guiding us in a safe manner even now. Second instance in my life. In 1995, on February 7th, I had undergone bypass surgery in Apollo Hospitals. I was in the ICU experiencing excruciating pain. The next day morning, 8th February, that is my birthday, all of a sudden I could feel the presence of the mother by my side. She catched me and said, "You are all right." Here I wish to remember, on 8th February of every year, I used to go to mother and get my birthday greetings. I felt her divine touch pervading me, and this reinforced my physical stamina and I started to recollect my spirits. These two real incidents have influenced me a lot, and the Divine Mother has carved a niche for herself in my mind. So she is the central sun around which, like a minor star, revolve my other thoughts. My sincere thanks to Mr. Arvind Takia and Mr. Narad for having given me this special opportunity to share my life experiences with the mother. May the divine grace lead us all safely through our lives.
Thank you. Now I want to ask you a couple of questions. You were about 17 or so when Sri Aurobindo passed away, 17, 18?
When Aurobindo passed away, I am 18 at that time.
18. How many darshans did you have of Sri Aurobindo and mother?
From 1942 till 1952, both together, mother and Sri Aurobindo. And then till 1973, I used to go to mother. Every year, on my birthdays, I go and get greetings from mother. Birthday greetings.
And a card?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Every year.
Yes, every year. What was it like to stand before Sri Aurobindo?
I could not tell this special experience. One should have feel it and gave it. Some inner power is running on me.
I see.
And I forget everything. See, one mother sees, we forget everything. That is, really, I can say, I am gifted to have such darshans with mother and Sri Aurobindo. One more thing I want to add, to tell you.
Yes.
In 21st February, that is mother's birthday.
Yes.
On that day only my son was born, 21st February. His father, sitting in the shop. And my daughter, 24th November, mother settled in Pondicherry. These are all the incidents, what all coincides with mother and Sri Aurobindo with the ashram.
Yes.
This is really, I had the pleasure of telling all those things because I had been gifted by Sri Aurobindo and mother. I don't have any belief in other thing.
I see.
Always only mother. You sit or write, do, sleep, whatever it is. See, this instance is when my 9 members passed away in the flood.
Yeah.
We were not able to sleep or anything. I don't know how it has been happened. Suddenly, demon came after 10 days and asked us to console us. He came. Then he has seen that we were very much immersed in grief. So, he immediately said, "Don't bother. We take all of your members to the mother."
How many of you were there? How many of you went to mother?
We went about nearly 10 people. All the other members of the family. My elder brother, myself, my missus, my sisters, 3 sisters, and number 6 to 7 members all together. Mother sat there and asked us to sit. Mother seen each of us, and blessed. All that moment, we forgot everything. On that night, we slept very well. The instance has gone away, totally. I don't know how it happened. Mother has made such things, to forget everything. Even today, till we don't have that, these 100 things, completely gone. These are all, this is personal experience. And one more thing, see, particularly written here, on 8th February of every year, I used to go to mother and get my birthday greetings. In the year 1995, I felt by operation, I was in the hospital. When I got my conscious, mother sitting and doing like this, were all right. Physically sitting, mother. See, people never believe, but I really practically experienced, I felt that incident. From that onwards, I don't know. The attachment and other things growing like anything.
It is very powerful. My wife's birthday is February 8th.
My birthday also is February 8th.
So, Mr. Subhanandan, any of the other members of your family have felt the mother's presence?
See, I myself, I felt because on that operation day, but everyone has having always mother's thing. Grace is there. Whatever we do, we first pray mother, and then we start our work. Whatever work we start. Even early morning when I get up, say, "Ma Thalli." Matali, my mother. He was sleeping about bedtime. I said, Thali. He was sitting, getting up every time without knowing myself that Ma, Thali, Ma, Thali, that will come.
Tell us a little bit about how you did the lining of the silver in the casket. Was it sheets or did you?
Sheets, hitting by manual, by hammer. Those goldsmiths, on those days in 1950, it was French regime. It was French regime. We don't have sufficient machineries. We had to do everything by manual, no machineries. In that occasion, they particularly mentioned in that 1950 December, see, I don't know, it is Mother's grace, we got a consignment of silver ingots, luckily, 1 week before from Australia.
Yeah.
That is pre-arranged by Sri, divine power of Sri Aurobindo. That thing only has been used on that day. On that day, 9th December, we are keeping the coffin inside, lying down. On 8th itself, we had to complete everything. We called the entire silversmith in Pondicherry. Yes, all silversmiths, who are all available in Pondicherry, who were doing all the silver work, we called all of them and asked them to prepare. And as per schedule, as per picture that has been made, in the meanwhile, that wooden box, rosewood box,
rosewood,
prepared in the Arpagan shop by Potar.
Yes.
Manapatar. It has been prepared. They have kept ready this rosewood coffin. In that only, the body of Sri Aurobindo has been laid and fixed the nails, silver sheets and everything. Similarly, in 1973 also, myself I had done to mother. At the time my father passed away, 1973, mother has given me the chance, the occasion to do. So I gifted of doing that mother's work, that has been done.
I see.
You forgot to mention that Shimundo's silver plating was done in Chennai and you came with a taxi.
Sure, myself. And from Atelier, two people came with me. In my car and Atelier, they brought one car. In both cars, we went there. Before that, I instructed to the silversmiths, the manufacturers, big manufacturers in Madras. I asked them to prepare sheets and other things. They were keeping ready. You see, Monday morning, Saturday, mother left. Sunday evening, when I was playing tennis in the circle of the Pondicherry, Manu Patal and other people came to my house. At that time, I was not available. In my house, they told I had been to the circle to play tennis. They came there itself and asked, there is no other time. Immediately, we had to complete other things. Next day, Monday morning, they brought money. And before that, my early morning itself, I started the work by ordering by over phone and asked them to prepare everything. They kept largest manufacturer in Madras. I told them to prepare. They kept ready. I went after taking money from the bank. Banu Patar paid money. We took it and went to Madras. In the meanwhile, my brother was there in Madras. I asked him to go and sit there itself in the manufacturing place itself, in the factory itself. My brother was there and he was looking everything there. When I went there, we were there till night 2 o'clock. At that time only they were able to finish the work. Night 2 o'clock, we took all the things, sheets and other things. Both we came in the car. Unluckily, the ashram car got breakdown. So it is near Dindivanam, just 30 kilometers from Pondicherry. Immediately, I asked them, you please take all the silver sheets and other things, you go in my car, I get repair and come morning. Then I sent them, they brought Tuesday morning at 7:30, everything prepared and laid the coffin inside.
You were telling about one lady who got a heart operation and she got a call to go to ashram. Can you please tell about that?
One lady who had heart condition?
Yes.
Tell us.
They are my neighbor's, my neighboring shop. Now that lady has passed away, her son only is there.
Tell her experience. Lady who was going to get heart operation next day, she got call from the mother.
You know,
to Pondicherry.
In her instance, it is entirely different. What means, she was admitted in CMC, Vellore Hospital. The doctor has seen her extended things. She totally said it should be made surgery, then only it should be sedated. On this, next day, the operation has to take place. Before that, on that night, I don't know, they told me, she felt something and she, mother calling her to come to the ashram. Because that lady used to do flower work and other things and every day to the mother and give there. So, mother called, asked to come immediately. So, everything left, she asked her son to start immediately to Pondicherry. They come and see morning, mother and other things. Everything has become all right. The wounds, the healings, and some of the boil and other things, what she was having, what should be done, operation. That is not available, not there. Everything has become normal. She was all right. When again she went and they asked the people, they had taken X-ray and seen, nothing could find in that X-ray. Completely cured.
Which was that year?
Which year it was? I don't remember that.
You said some 1992
like that. You told me last time. Yes. No, that is after that. Mother was not there. Mother called only by thing. This is personally I heard that what they have told that I explained on you. If you want the complete detail, I can call them and tell you all the details.
So, do you have such anecdotes like this interesting experience of other people whom? Who have told you?
Pardon?
Do you have such anecdotes, stories, who came in touch with the mother, like this heart attack, that lady had a heart operation, things like that?
So many people telling so many things. But I don't know much thing. Real certain people are there, they used to tell what they are practically feeling and getting the experiences of mother thing.
Can you show us your ring to the camera? Both rings? Mother's symbol?
Yes.
Did you get mother's symbol from the mother?
I got mother, we used silver plate in puja. That time I have been. Today everything I keep in that silver plate only the flowers and pray mother. What mother used? That has been given to me.
Symbol. You didn't understand. You didn't understand your question.
Yeah.
Symbol etla meek manak durigantha adikar. Ashram symbol or manak ichiginta adikar.
Diman by he has given a drawing and other things. My father is a disciple of Sri Aurobindo. From those days itself, I was having direct contact with Sri Aurobindo, my father.
Did your father talk to you about
Sri Aurobindo? So many times, so many things, you see. Every day, you see, he is telling something, what all he experienced, what all the things he was experiencing every day, that he used to tell. Myself, I felt very much practically experienced. These are all the things practically happened. You see, people don't believe. I don't also tell to all the people. because they will think something else. They won't believe.
I would like to know, how did your family turn to Madan and Srimandu?
Pardon?
How did your family, your father, turn to Madan and Srimandu? What was that opening that turned you to Madan and Sri Aurobindo?
My father used to go and he's having good relations with Sri Arab, Siddhiman, Amrita, Kunuma, Tulasi, all these people on those days, you see, Purani, all those, they are all very close to my father.
Mm.
So he's having all the acquaintance. All the trustees are very close to us. In the first, when the Orissa guest house started, children Manoj, you see, Manoj, guest house. So he was staying only in our house, having the children in my house. We left my house there for 20 years, they were there in my house. Next my house, they say, we had another house, in that house they were there. Orissa guest house, Manoj was looking there. You see, moreover, my father examined all the jewelry in mother's room. 10 days my father went there and the mother asked to value all those things. My father went and with the goldsmith and diamond setter examined and say valued everything and given. The list of other things may be available with them. When they purchased that Ramavaram land, you see, include, now Udiman was looking land. At that time, they are in need of money. Udiman might ask my father, what much could provide to purchase that garden, Gloria Garden or something, I don't remember.
Gloria.
That Udiman was looking every day to go there and there. For that, my father, what was available with him, that is given. After 1 month or 2 months, Diman Bhai brought the money and gave it to me. Certain things, whenever some crisis, some need of funds, mother used to tell Diman, Diman Bhai will come and give and say, see, they make money and give it to them. That will be used in the ashram expenses. And whatever they want to make, I will make. And see, when Maharaja came and asked to prepare the crown, that mother, as you can see in the photo, by wearing, when Jaipur Maharaja, at the time it cost 40,000 rupees, we were not able to get that precious stones that we had sent from South Tamil Nadu. We collected rubies, emeralds, sapphires, all those things were being settled in that crown. That myself, I took and gave it to Mr. Diman. When Maharaja asked to prepare, Diman paid money, we made it, and myself I took to Mr. Diman and gave it to mother. For that Maharaja, she appreciated my father and put a shawl, silk shawl, for having done that work.
Can you tell us a little more about your father? What was your father like?
Father?
Yeah, your father.
Ah.
Tell us about him.
He's a disciple of Sri Aurobindo.
Yeah.
Every evening I used to go at 6:30, meditate there. My young age, at the age of 10, I used to go with my father and sit there. Now where the samadhi is there mother comes and sits. All our people sit together and do mass meditations. Yes, still it is my memory. From my 10th age, I got these things. From that itself, every morning, I get up at 5:30. I finish my morning duties. I be there at 6:00. Mother come in the balcony, wearing a cap on those days. Used to see everybody. At that time, the place how it will be, mother has come means everything becomes silent, pin drop silent, we can say. All the His disciples used to say and pranam to mother. That I had the experience till end so many years. From my 10th year, I had the experience. I never miss even a single day. I don't know whether all these things happened miss. That is, my mother asked to go there and see. So I was doing all those things.
Later on, you continued Teres Darshan. After Balkani Darshan, she gave Teres Darshan.
Yes, yes.
There also.
Yes, yes, sure, sure. Every Darshan I used to go. And you see, all the four Darshans. See, on those days, in 1st January, Sri Aurobindo mother used to sit. They give calendar. Diman Bhai, Harikant Patel, Ambu, those people used to fold the calendar and give to mother. Mother used to give. Harikant Patel, one of the trustees. One Anbu doing exercise, pranayama, yoga and other things. That man, those days are all a group of people, always with mother.
You feel mother's guidance and presence in your life?
Mother is still now. There is no doubt. Without mother's thing, not even an atom doesn't move. Doesn't move. Mother is there. In each and every action, mother, you see, instructing me, do like this, according to that only I am doing. In every action.
The cameras and
yes, yes.
And photography is your hobby.
You see, from in the year 1949 itself, when I was studying, I had the habit of taking photographs. At that time, Pondicherry is a free port. You can import from outside. So, at that time, Shriman Bhai Patel, he was the one number in the ashram photographer.
Yes.
And then only, I introduced Mr. Vidyavarta, I told him to take how to take photos, other things. Then Mr. Venkatesh, all these people, I told them to buy and sell and do all those things. Whenever there is anything they want about the camera and other things, they come and ask. I used to suggest, I used myself to buy and give it. When first camera purchased by Vidyavarta, at that time, 300 rupees Mamiya camera. That I told him, it is in Japan made, the moderate price, good quality, means you can go for Mamiya. Then only he purchased Mamiya. After that, he has changed to Pentax and other things. He was using finally Pentax.
And what about Gangaram?
Gangaram. I given a set of Minolta with all lenses. First camera he purchased from me, Minolta. With a suitcase, all the lenses, filters, and other things, tele-lens, wide lens, all those things, I given it to Gangaram.
And Udar also? Udar Pinto?
Pinto I didn't give. Uh-huh. But he was a photographer I know.
What about Roby Ganguly?
Roby Ganguly I know very well. You see, Roby Ganguly, when he was studying here in the Kalvai College, you see, the first man who took us to the dining hall, Roby Ganguly, he was studying in Kalvai College, and those days, no ashram school here, they not started. Ganguly, I know him very well. He is the man who had very close to us on those days. We had never been to the dining hall till that. On the first time, he took us to the dining hall and asked to take food and other things. That was the first experience with only by Roby Ganguly.
Chimban Bhai Photo Patel.
Always smoking, but taking very good pictures. I had also some photos, what he has taken, I don't know now where it is, I have to see. Chimban Bhai Patel.
Do you have collections of photos that you have taken?
On those days, you see, now I completely given up. See, after a certain time, you see, I was not able to concentrate, not able to age and other things, doesn't If she permits me to do all those things, I am not doing.
Did you ever try to take mother's photos in terrace or balcony darshan?
I have taken so many photos, but I not preserved. I not felt that much of on those days. Only now, later only, my acquaintance and other things developed with mother. Formerly,
you have the negatives.
What?
You still have the negatives.
Negatives? No, I don't have. Always, now I not preserved. Not preserved. I have given so many lenses to Venkatesh, Devarta, Chiman Bhai Patel. I used to go and learn from him. In that back side of the beach side, his house, old house. There I used to go and learn photography with him.
So you are a great photographer.
I have seen your card. Arvind Tika. I have seen the artist photograph I have seen.
Thank you so much.
Very kind of you, sir. You have given me such a good chance to express all those things. I also feel too much happy. And you see, I don't know, some inner consciousness that I am gifted with the mother. Otherwise, I cannot get these chances, I cannot meet all of you, and I cannot have this time.
Yes.
Really, I am very much thankful
to
all of you for such a things arranged.
Great privilege and honor that you have shared your experiences. We also are thankful to you.
Kind of you.